This is Jesse from Last Stop This Song, and you're listening to CJLO 6090 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The English Montreal School Board has had to pause the development of an accessible school for disabled children due to provincial budget cuts. Before the new year, the Quebec government announced a $200 million budget cut to education, forcing schools and school boards to restructure their budgets. The deadline to finalize these new reduced budgets is coming up at the end of March. The chair of the English Montreal School Board, Joe Ortona, says that this has the board scrambling.
Oh, came completely by surprise because our school budgets are set the year before. So usually around April, we're told what our annual budget is going to be, and then we budget accordingly. And that's what we did for the 2024-2025 school year. In May or early June of 2024, the government told us what our annual budget was going to be. We adopted a balanced budget. And everything was fine in that regard. And then we come mid-year, this is really unprecedented for them to turn around and say that we now need to cut. It's budget figures that they gave us. I don't know where the miscalculation comes from, but we're now all scrambling, trying to figure out where we can cut money.
For the EMSB alone, these cuts represent $2,600,000. The EMSB has had to temporarily freeze the development of projects they had previously budgeted for, including the building of an accessible school for disabled children at Nesbitt Elementary.
You know, we were hoping to have a school open by August of 2026, but there would be major renovations that would be involved. We'd have to, you know, change some of the layout of the building and all of those things, and renovations are very expensive. That's on hold right now. It's still in our plans, but it's most definitely going to be delayed with these budget cuts that may not only go into effect for this year. We don't know what our budget's going to be next year, if there's going to be more cuts. And the government isn't answering these questions. So we're all sort of in limbo waiting.
The Ministry of Education would not provide comment, but stated publicly at the time of the cuts that this reduction only represented 1% of the education budget, and they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when reacting to the cuts. Ortona says these choices are not so easy.
Well, we're hoping it's not going to have an effect on the day-to-day operations in a classroom. That's the last place where we want to cut. But, you know, some of the school boards are much smaller than we are, and they don't have anything left to cut. So, you know, to say that services won't be affected, I'm not sure that that's true.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Voice of the Voiceless. I'm your host, Miriam, and today we have our other host, Judy.
Hello, everyone.
So, unfortunately, May is not with us today. She has an exam. So, May, you're on our minds, and hopefully next week you'll be with us, all us three, all together. So, today we have a big schedule for you all. So, first, we're going to talk about the idea of homeland. And then we're going to showcase some very, very not so common Arab women artists. So today we're going to celebrate Women's Day, since I think, Judy, it's Saturday, right?
Yes, it's Saturday, International Women's Day. So we're going to try to like talk about, we're going to showcase their work.
Yeah, we're so excited to present you some female Arab Canadian artists today. But first, how are you, Judy?
I'm good. I'm feeling good.
You're feeling...
I still have a lot of things on my mind.
Yeah, right? But, it's midterms, I guess. Have you finished your exams?
Not yet. Well, yeah, mostly.
Okay. You? I have two exams soon, and I have a research paper coming up.
Good luck.
I don't want to do it.
No one wants to do it.
So, by the way, guys, my throat is a little bit dry. So if I ever need to cough, I might need to like back off from the microphone a little bit so you don't get annoyed by my very dry, dry cough. So, yeah, so we can start off with our first topic of the day. So we decided, me, May, and Judy, to describe something that's very special to us. So, and that is our homeland. And then we asked our followers on Instagram also to describe a taste, a smell, a sound from their homeland. So, Judy, do you want to share the answers, or should we answer first? What do you think?
I think we can answer first the questions.
Okay.
Like, for me, like, what reminds me, like, of home, I feel like the smell of food, like, of certain food. Yeah. There are certain food that my grandma cooks. And just like whenever I smell this smell, this specific smell, it reminds me of the time that when we were together and we were spending time like at her home, like with all the family. Like that's one thing like that really reminds me of home.
Yeah, the smell of like good Syrian food.
Yeah. Oh, you cannot say no to Syrian food.
I'm just imagining it right now. It's like, it's heaven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a bit different because my homeland is two homelands. And I've never been to those homelands, meaning that I've never lived in those homelands. And my mom is from Palestine, so I'm Palestinian. And then my dad is also Algerian, so I'm Algerian. But I've really never visited those two countries. I've just like lived anywhere else except those two countries. So it's like, I guess like the only way I can describe my homeland is through the people who taught me about my homeland. Mm-hmm. And who like showed me the beauty of my both homelands. So that would be my parents, obviously. Mm-hmm. But also the people I've met in Canada, people I've met also in France, when I lived in France when I was younger. US not really, because I was surrounded by like Americans. But so my friends also really introduced me to my homeland. You and May introduced me a lot to like the Shem, the Levantine,
to the culture,
Palestine also. And then my family really introduced me to Algeria. But I would say like food, obviously, but also like the culture, like the music, the slang also, I think it's like very different from Algeria and Palestine. So like the dialect, exactly. I was searching for that word, dialect. So those really, like, if someone speaks Algerian, that would really remind me of Algeria, obviously. But like it's very different from Palestine, so I can like distinguish both.
That's actually very nice.
Yeah.
And you like have two different cultures and like how you can relate to do different things.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like that makes you who you are. You
That's
know?
True. Yeah.
It's crazy just like having to think of that.
They're very different, but they have a lot of similarities too. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, Algeria and Palestine, we're very close to each other and very, very bonded.
So people, Algerians, they love Palestine, and Palestinians, they love Algerians. So it's something that we love. But I would say, yeah, I agree with you. I would say food. I would say also, like certain words that really like identify you as a person from that country. So yeah.
It's something.
It is. So let's share what everyone said. I guess a few people have really interesting answers.
Very diverse and like not the same thing, like not like similar but not the same.
Yeah, everyone is like giving many points of view. So I have someone who said the sound of busy streets in Lebanon and the Lebanese sandwich. Apparently, a Lebanese sandwich is something with fries.
Really? Oh, sandwich batata.
Batata,
Oh, sandwich batata.
Lebanese potato.
Oh, I love that. You know, like we have that in Syria too. It
Really?
also like whenever I smell it or like I feel the taste, it's actually one of the best thing like I've ever tasted.
Yeah, that sounds
Like
really
it's really
good. We
good.
also have that in
Like
Algeria. We
carbs with
have,
carbs.
fries with bread. Awesome. Bahur for smell. That's something that's very common. Also, we have benzina. Someone said benzina gas. That's very surprising, but I guess, yeah, I guess with the cars and traffic, you would definitely smell that. Someone similarly said car horns, like the beep of car horns. That reminds them of their homeland. That's really funny. And someone said shawarma. You know who? We know who that is. Who doesn't love shawarma? Guys, we should have a like a one episode only on shawarma. The beauty of shawarma is like something that's like not even negotiable. Like you cannot even describe it. It's like amazing. So I get that a lot. Shawarma, big one. The smell of the sea is
It's
so
something.
interesting. That like specific smell that you get from your
It's like
homeland.
salty and like I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, it's
Like
hard.
it's hard, but like salty beachy vibes. I don't know. It's
Something
pretty.
refreshing, maybe. Definitely.
Like rutube, come on, like humid
Yeah.
humidities as well.
The smell of muajanat.
Oh my gosh,
Oh
the
my
best
God, that
smell.
fresh smell of bread and spices and meat. Ugh.
Za'atar, like everything. It's like one of the best smells, especially in the morning.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know what muajanat is, it's basically just bread with like toppings on top, like spinach, meat, cheese. It's the
It's like
best thing ever.
pizza.
Yeah, pizza, but like simplified, right? But like,
Like the Arab
yeah, but low
way.
key, like really nice. Argile.
Oh, that's a good one. You
It's a
should
good
talk
one.
about this.
We should talk about argile. Yeah, we don't encourage any smoking, guys.
Don't smoke, it's
No
bad.
smoking, but it's like part of our culture, I guess. It's very shisha and hookah. It's very common in Levantine. Whispers at night, sleepovers with cousins at grandma place, in the crinkles of snacks and giggles. Do you understand what that means, Rudy?
Yeah, I think it's like when you do sleepovers with family. Like it's actually one of the like you know like when I was a kid like used to sleep over with family members or like with cousins like at the same place like you would sleep and like you would all laugh and like not like you couldn't control your laugh despite your family just coming here and like telling you stop talking and then you laugh even
Such a
more.
vibe.
It's like one of the best nights of your life. I feel like that's what the person would be talking about
It
if
creates
ever.
a lot of memories, right? I think with your family and with your cousins.
It's like one of the best memories you would ever create.
Yeah, awesome. And the smell of sand mixed with little rain and the smell of grass. Wow, that's very poetic and I
You
love
know?
it.
Yeah, it's true.
The smell of little rain that reminds them of their homeland. That's so cute.
And the sand. It reminds me of Dubai.
Dubai, yeah.
Yeah, now
You
when I
guys have a
think
lot
of
of sandstorms in Dubai,
Yeah,
right?
every oh my gosh, some mornings we would wake up and like it would be full of sand.
Oh
Like
my
oh like you
gosh.
cannot see
Like
anything.
on the cars.
Yeah.
Wow,
But not a
wow.
lot. Like usually it's more like haze.
Okay. I think that's it for the answers. Thank you for answering. Oh my gosh, I'm really happy that we have such really cool answers, and the fact that we received a lot of answers also is something that I love and cherish. And hopefully I kind of want to do this like every 2 or 3 episodes. We could like have a question posted on our Instagram account
and everyone could like answer, and exactly, like we can share, like, so you're included, you know?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's the voice of the voiceless,
exactly,
guys.
Exactly. Yeah,
so everyone is included.
We want your voice to be heard, and if there's any other way, hopefully we're going to do also interviews in the future and things like that. So we want your voice to be heard, this is one way to do it, and hopefully we can do it in many other cool ways. Let's hear a nice song from, what should we put? Should we put Dalida? Should we put Feyruz?
We should put Hello Beledi by Dalida, because I think that's the song that would like remind everyone of their countries.
Yes, exactly. So here we have Dalida. What's it called again?
Helwa ya baladi.
Helwa ya baladi. Sorry, it's written in Arabic. I'm having a struggle. But Helwa ya baladi by Dalida.
Enjoy, guys.
Enjoy.
يا بلدي غنوة حلوة وغنوتين حلوة يا بلدي أملي دايما كان يا بلدي إني أرجع لك يا بلدي وأفضل دايما جنبك على طول وذكريات كل يا بلدي قلبي مليان بحكايات فاكرة يا بلدي أول حب كان في بلدي مش ممكن أنساه يا بلدي فين أيام زمان قبل الوداع
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artists. More info on Solidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Listen to Madun Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madun Talk Wright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
اتركوها واحدة بدها تتذكر
لازم نضل معها
هلا ما حدا بيقتلها
وطني يا جبل الغيم الأزرق وطني يا قمر الندي والزنبق يا بيوت اللي بيحبونا يا تراب اللي سبقونا يا صغير وسعدني وسعدني يا وطني وطني يا ذهب الزمان الضايع وطني من برق القصايا طالع انا على بابك قصيدي كتبتها الريح العنيدي انا حجرا انا سوسني انا سوسني جيراني بالقنطرة تذكروني وبلابل القمرة يندهوني جيراني بالقنطرة تذكروني وبلابل القمرة يندهوني شجر أراضيك سواعد أهلي شجروا وحجار
أحبابي You are listening to فيروز وطني So hopefully you guys liked these Arab songs. Fairuz is an iconic Arab woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she is probably, I would say, one of the most popular Middle Eastern Arab singers out there.
She's known by everyone.
Yeah, like, she is definitely known by everyone. So like if, I remember I saw an interview by Beyoncé.
Talking about Once, Fairuz, right?
She talked about Fairuz, yeah. Which is so shocking because, like, Beyonce, like, the most, like, iconic, like, American artist out there talking about this, like, very, very, you know, traditional, very, like, not part of her world, but she still knows her and she gets influenced by her.
Like, her music gets
That's
influenced.
That's insane. Yeah.
I've never, you know, I've seen it, like, not so long ago. Like, I didn't know, like, she was influenced.
Yeah.
And I think Dalida also, like, knew her or something. I don't know. Like, I heard something about that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Or Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Like, one of them.
Yeah, Dalida was the singer that we previously showed before Fairuz, and she's also a very, very common, popular singer. They're like very, very special in our hearts, and they really showcased the Middle Eastern culture to the Western world. But now we're gonna talk about other
Canadian artists.
Yeah, other Canadian artists. And since it's International Women's Week, we're going to talk about Canadian female artists. Today we will present you three female Canadian Arab woman artists. One is Zena. So she is a Montreal-based artist. She lives in Montreal. I've seen her a couple of times.
Live shows.
in some like venues, but I've never had the guts to talk to her. To speak to her. But she's very talented and she's an upcoming artist. She kind of really proved herself recently with some collaborations she had with international artists. But the fact that she's from Montreal really...
is intriguing. Yeah. It's really interesting to see like Arabs based in Montreal like just become famous, like especially women, you know? Like, it's very hard for them to get to the industry.
Yeah.
Like it's harder than men. But nowadays, like, you can do whatever you want, you know? Like, you can just go on a radio show like us and speak.
Exactly. And then just, you know, educate people and show them what you really love and what you really admire. So I remember yesterday, my sister was actually searching for female Canadian artists to provide to the show. And we didn't really find any. There were so little, like, Arab female Canadian artists.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of men, which is okay, but like, female, woman, Canadian artists, there weren't a lot.
Not a lot, no.
Which is really surprising because, you know, like, it's something that I feel like that we need as, like, Arab Canadian women. And, so we have Zena. We also have... Fuzia, which we will also be showing you guys. Fuzia is a Canadian artist, I think, from Mississauga, if I remember correctly. She really went international. She like collaborated with like John Legend, and like she won a competition in China. Like she's really
she
really
went
out there.
All in, right?
Yeah.
I remember you told me once you went to her concert.
I did,
and that was the one time I wanted to go and I didn't go because I had no one.
Yeah, I went solo too. I went like on my own. I don't really know. Like I didn't know that you knew her.
Yeah,
I was shocked when you told me.
Yeah, she's really. I liked her songs like Mansfield with John Legend.
Yeah.
As you said.
Yeah,
like,
it's actually
a really nice song.
No, she's awesome, mm-hmm. And she's like she's really out there now. She's like doing her stuff. So she's bravo to her.
Yeah,
she's a Moroccan Canadian, a female artist. And lastly, we have Nemesis. Nemesis is also a Canadian female artist. I think she's a Palestinian. And she has a really, really unique vibe, really like soft, angelic voice that I absolutely love. She recently came to Montreal, but I missed it, unfortunately.
There's a lot of concerts happening.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening at the same time. I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
But Nemesis is a beautiful, beautiful, amazing artist. Basically all these three artists, every one of them, they convey a specific style. And we will show you all these three songs. So we're going to start off with Whatever by Zena. And hopefully you will like it.
Enjoy, guys.
Enjoy.
Give us a moment. Sorry.
My desire, the temperature fire. It is. Run a couple rounds, no recess. Oh, my body talk with an accent. Yeah, yeah. Viens me voir à l'adresse. Okay. No sleep, baby, baby, don't leave. Gonna come a little free. Lights on, you can see. Let me be your fantasy. Yeah. Give you something to believe. I put this on for you to see. Now take it all apart for me. D&D just for the weekend. In our zone and in our feelings. We keep trying to position. Touching on my body. How to find it in a pool. Keep taking me higher. Fulfill my desire. The temperature fire. And it's pool. Keep taking me higher. Fulfill my desire. You turn
We're listening to Puppet by Fuzia, and now we will be changing to Nemesis, Stick of a Gum. Enjoy!
I swear if I showed you a song I made, you'd say it's not your taste. If anyone else but me wrote it, it's a masterpiece. Reciprocate.
familiar to me. Self-worth by validation, that's my philosophy. I believe I die, no need for you to reciprocate. No matter how high or heavy the take, a stick of gum into dynamite. You could plead guilty and I will do the time.
You were listening to Stick of a Gun by Nemesis. So those were the three female artists that we love, and hopefully you learned more about them and you would go and listen to their songs later on. So talking about International Women's Day, there is, I'm sure all of you know plenty of women that influenced you in your life and that really, really changed your perspective on life. I'm sure we have women who raised us, women who taught us, women who really changed our lives. May, do you have any woman in your life that really, really changed your perspective on the world or taught you something super, super interesting or that you really, really cherish?
Yes, I can talk about like the one of the most important women in my life, which is my mom, to be honest. Like, she's the first one who taught me how, like, she's the first one, like, woman I met, like, in my life. So this, like, just having her by my side was, like, enough, you know? Like, she taught me so many things in life, like what I should do, what I nasayih kteer in life, and like she's my role model in like how she deals with things, you know. Like, she's a very like supportive person. I love you, mama. I'm gonna be so emotional.
Is she listening?
I maybe, yeah.
Oh my god, we love you, mama.
Yeah, and actually, like, Mother's Day for us in the Arab world is soon. It's different than here. It's on the 21st.
Exactly.
So, like, it's also soon. Yeah. So, happy Mother's Day.
Happy early Mother's Day. And yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there. I can talk forever about my mom. And I don't want to get too emotional. But, yeah, my mom is, like, very, very, very keen to me. And a very strong woman. I learned so much from her. Everything that she's done for us and everything that she... she survived and she ran through a lot of obstacles, and she really used her strength to, like, you know, solve them and like find solutions for all of us as a family. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really, yeah. My mom is like something very special to me. I also have another woman that I'd like to present to you all. She's a historical figure. She's the first Muslim woman who... created a university. So this university is called University Al-Qarawayn. Mm-hmm. This is a modern university which still exists today in Morocco. It was founded more than 1,000 years ago by this woman called Fatima Al-Fihiri. She is a Tunisian woman, a historical figure, very, very, very important, I believe, since she really created, like, the modern way of higher education. So she really envisioned something that we still use today. And this university is located in Morocco, but it's still very, very famous. A lot of people from the Arab world and from West Africa, they go and study in this university that has been founded like 1,000 years ago by this woman.
It's very interesting. It's
very, very interesting. When I discovered that information, I was shocked.
I know. I didn't know about that until like you told me, to be honest. Like, I didn't know anything about this until you told me, which is crazy, you know?
Yeah,
the fact that like an Arab woman created the university system.
Yeah.
You know, like that's actually really nice.
Yeah, she really changed like the course of history. She was a visionary, I believe. She was someone who really like understood society, and she really understood education and the importance of education. So since also we're in Concordia today, it's also I think a nice way to link higher education.
Sometimes people maybe not like her all the time because they're like, you're the one who created this thing for us, we don't like
universities.
it might be this way too, you know.
yeah, she was something. This her name is Fatima Al-Fihiri, and in the beginning this university was mostly for Arabic literature and Islamic studies, but now people go there to study music, mathematics, literature, astronomy. So it really expanded into something that's very important in the Arab world, and especially in North Africa. So yeah, shout out to her. This historical figure. Next up, we're gonna play some ads, and then we're gonna probably show, we're gonna present to you a song.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 Crew Campaign and how they became Concordia's new Teaching and Research Assistant Labor Union.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Now we're going to play a song called Mayal Ala Baladi by Shelby Yunus and Ghazal Gharaib. Enjoy.
ميل على بلدي لتشوف كيف البحر بيضحك لتشم تراب بلادي وترسم احجار ومجدك
ميل على بلدي لتشوف كيف البحر بيضحك لتشم تراب بلادي ترسم احجار ومجدك
ميل على شاطئ حيف خدلك من رمل وتذكار صورة بشوارع يافا وعلى صورة العكا مشوار
ميل على شاطئ حيف خدلك من رمل وتذكار صورة بشوارع يافا وعلى صورة العكا مشوار
ميل على بلدي لتشوف كيف البحر كيف البحر بيضحك لك شوارعها وسماها أجمل مكان ميل عنا وسأل عنا إحنا للكرم عنوان
وإذا بدك تتهنى الناس رب تبعت سلام قاعدة بتحلق ميت قال بوجودك حلو الكلام
ميل على وادي عار ركوة القهوة عنا شرفنا حارة حارة قلوبنا لعيونك دار
وركوة القهوة عالنار شرفنا حارة حارة قلوبنا لعيونك دار
ميل على بلدي لتشوف كيف البحر
كيف البحر بيضحك لك
لفيت بلاد لفيت ملئت بجمالك ملئت ولا حتى جبالك والورد عصافيرك بتغني يا بليلي ليلي ليلي
دلعنا بلادي غنيت وعالميجانة رديت وضحية غازل بتبكي وعتر
لحكى يا ستي حنيت ولمتنا بساحة البيت ورغيف الزيت وزعتر شجر الزيتون
ومشيت يا ما وشيت أغلى من بلادي ملقيت شعر وأدب وعلم وفن وأحلى الألحان
لفيت بلاد لفيت
ملقيت بجمالك ملقيت ولا حتى جبالك والورد وعصافيرك بتغني يا بلاد
دلعنا بلادي غنيت وعالميجانة رديت ضحية غازل بتبكي وعتر
لحكى يا ستي حنيت لمتنا بساحة البيت ورغيف الزيت وزعتر وشجر الزيتون
ومشيت يا ما وشقيت أغلى من بلادي ملقيت شعر وأدب وعلم وفن وأحلى الألحان
Welcome back, guys. My mom just called me and she said that the woman that I just presented, Fatima Al-Fihri, she was a Moroccan woman from Fes. So just to remind you all to thank you, Mama, for telling me that. Next up, we have Immigrant's Tale by Nemesis.
Also her sister called so we can play them song. So yeah. Shout out to Yusra.
This was given by my sister. She really likes this song and hopefully you will all enjoy it.
One who never saw the world beyond the walls of Jericho. A fairy tale yet to be told. Plan to be the first to leave before her innocence is sold. Now those days are out of reach. Her hands were forced to let them go. There she goes again, craving the attention of a stranger. See the child within, living out a fantasy that she once had. She once had. In foreign lands they speak her name, whisper words till her return. And though her smile could bring her fame, they say the beauty was her curse. There she goes again, craving the attention of a stranger. Thank you.
Immigrant's Tale by Nemesis.
Yeah, speaking of Immigrant's Tale, we're like immigrants, right? And we actually talked about it last week with May, like me and her, and unfortunately you weren't here. So I was wondering if you could talk to us more about your journey here to Canada and how your first experience when you came here and just like the Arab community here in Canada.
Yeah, I'd love to. I don't think I mentioned like my backstory. When did I come here? My previous life, I guess, before coming here. So I mentioned on the first episode that I was half Algerian, half Palestinian, and I also mentioned in today's episode that I never really lived in those countries before. So I was born in Qatar. For all of you who are listening, Qatar is, I'm sure you guys know where it is, but for those who don't, it's basically in the Gulf, next to Dubai, next to, Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So I was born there. My mom, she lived her whole life there, so she gave birth to me there. And then when I was very young, a few months old, we moved to Canada. I actually came here, yeah, when I was very, very young, in 2000, and my sister was born here. So my sister was born here in Montreal. And then after that, I moved to the US, and that's when I started my education. So I did like my elementary school over there. I stayed there until the age of like 9, I think, and then I'm 9 or 10. And then I moved to France. So I stayed in France for like most of my middle school and all of my middle school and a part of my high school. That was a very, very big step for me as someone who kind of just like knew English at that time. I know I was young, but at 10 years old, you have a different view on life, and you kind of feel like, you know, sometimes when you're 10, you kind of feel so important and you're very like concentrated on yourself and things like that. So when you have to like move to another country, it's a bit different. Mm-hmm. You lose your friends, you lose your routine, you go to a different school, you're a different environment. So even though when you're young, it's people think it's easy, but actually it's not that easy. And then as you grow older, you still experience these problems when you're like 12, 14. Also when you move through puberty, it's not really that easy to experience.
It's the hardest.
Yeah. And France was like something very, 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 really taught me a lot of things, and I've learned so much over there, and I've experienced my first times over there a lot. But then when I was 16, I moved to Montreal, of course, all of this with my family. And I came here to Montreal at the age of 16. I did my high school here. My high school here was, I was actually, it was easy for me to like integrate, because I was lucky in my school. Everyone was nice, everyone was welcoming. The fact that I also knew French also helped me. I came to Montreal to a like French speaking school, so it was a francophone school, so it was really easy for me to blend in and to find friends and things like that. So it was a easy journey when I came here to Canada. Mm-hmm. People were very welcoming. I'm not gonna say a lot for France, but here they were very, very welcoming and really supportive. And educational system here, the high school educational system, is very really they understand you and they really like accommodate you and things like that. Yeah. So I really liked it. Yeah,
it does feel like home here, like all the time. Like for me too, like you said, you came here when you were young, and I came here when I was 16 too. Mm-hmm. So it was like the same age as you, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember like the first time I met you, that's how we bonded.
That's how we bonded. Yeah. Yeah, I
like
remember.
We bonded through like talking about our immigration and like our moving processes, and like that's how we have so much similarities in terms of like moving from one country to the other.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's how we bonded. I remember we were like talking about our lives.
Traumatic
experiences. Oh my god. Me too. Oh my god, you did that too. Oh my god,
you but struggled like, with that.
We became besties through our traumas and through our struggle. So
that's so funny.
That's really funny. But yeah, we just really bonded through that, and mm-hmm. we we talked about like our memories together, not together, but like our memories as
we're kids, yeah, and like how we moved
and like how we came here and things like that.
And the similar stories in our lives.
Yeah. So yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, the Arab community here in general, yeah, it's very, very strong, I guess. I think it's very very present here in Montreal. Montreal is like a very multicultural city.
It is.
And every person from every background, every country, I think they can find their place here. But for me, as a Arab who never really lived in an Arab country, I did really feel welcomed by the Arabs here in Montreal. Whether it was at school or whether it was in like activities that I've done outside of school, I didn't really meet a lot of Arabs before I met May and you, but I know this very special girl from high school, my very special friend, Moroccan. She really, like, we really bonded through our like origins and things
culture.
Like that, and cultural and things,
yeah,
like that. So
that's really nice.
So yeah, I guess, yeah, really, really taught me a lot of information about my culture and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a very, if you want to talk, guys, we would never stop, you know, like it's a story that never ends.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah.
And like, there's a lot of things that we can talk about during this. And I think we should have an episode about just like the immigration process and like just going from moving from one country to the other.
Yeah. And the problems we faced, any like what we learned from it, things like that. I think there's a lot to talk about.
And we should have an actual episode to talk about this.
Yeah.
Time is up now. So we're going to play our last song, which is Ya Asas by Julia Boutros, which is also a very famous Lebanese singer. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode at The Voice of the Voiceless on CJLO 1690 AM.
Make sure to tune in next week, same time, same day. And thank you all for listening. Enjoy our last song.
Bye-bye.